This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. military officials said Monday American forces in Iraq and Syria came under attack 151 times since mid-October when Iran-backed militias started firing rockets and drones in support of the Palestinians. VOA Jeff Selden reports from the Pentagon.
Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh says the U.S. has been clear with Iran.
We continue to message both publicly and privately that we don't seek a wider war.
The U.S. has launched strikes against Houthi targets over the past 2 weeks, and a U.S. strike in the heart of Baghdad killed an Iran-backed militia leader earlier this month.
It is really up to the Houthis, to these IRGC-backed militias, to stop their attacks on our forces, on commercial shipping, on innocent mariners that are transiting the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden.
Jeff Selden, VOA News, the Pentagon.
And in fact, as AP Sagar Magani reports, the U.S. and British militaries teamed up again to bomb sites in Yemen used by Houthis.
It's the second time the two allies have carried out strikes in 10 days on the Iranian-backed rebels' missile launching capabilities amid months of Houthi attacks on commercial ships in the region's waters. Several officials say U.S. and U.K. warships, subs, and fighter jets took out Houthi missile storage sites and launchers. Speaking before word of the latest strikes, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the strikes have degraded Houthi capabilities, but the chaotic wave of attacks and reprisals suggests the strikes have not deterred the Houthis. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Dozens of family members of hostages held by Hamas stormed a committee meeting in Israel's parliament demanding a deal to win their loved ones' release. Meanwhile, in Brussels, European foreign ministers on Monday joined growing international calls for Israel to negotiate on the creation of a Palestinian state in the aftermath of the war. This is VOA News. A divided U.S. Supreme Court is allowing Border Patrol agents to cut razor wire that the state of Texas installed on the U.S.-Mexico border while a lawsuit over the wire continues. The justices, by a 5-4 vote Monday, granted an emergency appeal from the Biden administration, which has been in an escalating standoff at the border with the Texas and had objected to an appellate ruling in favor of the state. The wire is in part of Texas Governor Greg Abbott's broader fight with the administration over immigration enforcement. Mexican Foreign Minister Alicia Bárcena said Monday that the senior Mexican, U.S., and Guatemalan officials will meet soon for talks on migration. Details from VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
The Mexican foreign minister says she has set out plans aimed at reducing pressures on the U.S.-Mexico border. We reached 10 agreements. Among them is standardizing migration figures based on a joint panel, which we will do weekly. At the ministerial level, we will hold a trilateral meeting with Mexico, Guatemala, and the United States as soon as possible. Ken Salazar, the U.S. ambassador to Mexico, told reporters Monday the meeting resulted in a framework comprising of three main points. They are tackling the root causes of migration, creating legal routes for migrants to the United States, and applying the law for those who break the rules. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Before a vote was even cast, there were news of an investigation into an apparent attempt to suppress votes in the state of New Hampshire's primary. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
New Hampshire's attorney general is investigating reports of a robocall that apparently used artificial intelligence to mimic President Biden's voice and discourage voters in the state from participating in the primary election. The voice uses Biden's oft-used phrase, "What a bunch of malarkey," and tells the listener to save your vote for the November election. Attorney General John Formella says the recorded message sent Sunday appears to be an attempt to disrupt and suppress voting, and voters should disregard it. I'm Ben Thomas.
U.S. federal officials are recommending that airlines inspect the door plugs on more Boeing 737s after one of the panels blew off a Boeing jet in mid-flight. The Federal Aviation Administration says that airlines should also inspect the panels on an older model, the 737-900ER. Those planes have door plugs that are identical in design to the one that flew off an Alaska Airlines Boeing MAX 9 jetliner this month. Boeing said Monday that it supports the FAA action. The plugs are panels that seal holes left for extra doors. The extra doors are not needed to meet emergency evacuation standards. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.